Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ahmad Abdallah. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I watched your film, which you presented here at the festival, and it's called Exterior Night. Well, I guess for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it, would you like to introduce it and tell them as much as you would like them to know before we start talking about it?
Well, you know, it's hard to talk about the film, but it's a very personal project. It's a film that we made the last year in Cairo. It's a road movie. You can consider it a road movie, though the entire film is happening in the city. But three characters, they found themselves trapped in a taxi, and they had to find a solution to live together. They have to find a way to live together. Especially that they are from different or variable backgrounds and variable different kind of education and different kind of beliefs. So I found it very interesting when I read the script, because it is tackling the power dynamics of this society. And for me, that was very interesting, and I really wanted to make a film about it. So that was my film.
And I really appreciate it when humor finds its way in films that actually have something meaningful to say.
Yes and no. Sometimes people, when they feel the film is light or have some comedy of it, they consider it not artistic enough. You know, especially some critics, when they see this film, they start to say, okay, especially that my previous four films, at least two or three of them were extremely dark. One of them was just a silent film with a hero, and it all happens in dark atmosphere, but it's still considered an artistic film. They consider it an art house film, the critics. And now when some people watch this film as a progress of my career, they find it very odd, because they cannot exactly categorize it. Is it a commercial film? Is it for audience? Or is it for festivals? Which I am happy to have this confusion, because this, I think categorizing films in that way was really killing the industry, especially here in Egypt. Yeah. So for me, I'm very happy that, okay, this film is confusing some people. They find it, okay, it has something to say, but yet it's comedy. And for me, this is great. It's working fine with me so far.
No, I agree with you, because I totally agree with the fact that categorizing films is wrong. There's a lot of personal elements in this film, so can we say that there is almost autobiographical, especially because one of the leading characters is a director?
Actually, the film was written by Sharif Al-Alfi. It was not written by me, but it is based roughly on something that really happened to him. He was with a taxi driver, and the taxi driver was telling him that he found a wasted prostitute in the car when he was taking the car from the other driver. So when he was starting his shift, I mean. So and then he took my friend to this journey, and he started to learn a lot of things he never knew about the city, never knew about Cairo, never knew about this guy who was riding with him every day, because he was like a private driver for him as a director. But now he's learning a lot about this guy. So it is related to our lives on set, our lives as filmmakers here in Cairo. Yes, it's not very accurate, the story, but the story can, I think, many people can relate to.
Mm. Well, I always thought that one of the beautiful things about cinema was its ability to show you things that you maybe look at every day but you don't see, that you walk right past.
Whenever I travel, the first thing personally I find myself trying to discover in any new city is the power dynamics. Who's governing who? Who's controlling who? And how this thing is working here? Sometimes it is working in totally the opposite way from a city to another city. And sometimes the cities are not very far from each other. So in a city you can find, for instance, the religious people are taking all the power on the city. And in a different city, it's totally the opposite. They are suppressed. So that was the thing I wanted to tackle, and I wanted to just explore through this film. So maybe, I don't know if it answers your question, but when you say in your city you have two different versions of the city, I would say here in Egypt we have like 10, or at least I can say different, because it's not only about the social class, it's not only about the rich and middle class and working class, it's also about where they are, and about the kind of education, about how religious they are, and about how related to the government they are. And so it is totally different. And I think this society is extremely segregated.
Yeah.
And it was not designed, but it, now it is built to function in a way that you cannot mix those societies together. And that's actually what the film is all about.
Right. And I was thinking while you were saying that, and also about the fact that, you know, there's different versions of the same city, but the taxi driver, what he says, you're in my neighborhood. And that's very interesting, because he says, well, my neighborhood is everywhere.
Exactly. Because for him, the street is his kingdom right now. Because yeah. he's probably unable to achieve this kind of power in his own neighborhood for different social reasons. So for me, that's interesting how he's gaining his strength from being on the street, and the other is gaining his fear from being in the street. He's more powerful in his closed gated community, or he's more powerful on set as a filmmaker, that everybody is praising him. But now once he is in the street, nobody cares much for his identity. And I found it a very interesting game.
Speaking of power, are you worried about this? Is this something that you think about a lot, like power structures?
This is the conclusion I see in any story I want to tell. It's all about someone trying to have more power over someone else, even a simple love story. And for me, this is something I really want to play with my this project and the next project. Or maybe I would change my way of seeing this in the future. But right now, I think this is the thing. When I am in Cairo, or when I'm outside of Cairo, I discover that, okay, this society is functioning because those people are able to take advantage from the other people. And in the other society, it's the opposite. So for me, this is interesting. Or at least let's highlight it. Who's doing what to whom?
But then do you think that the position that they hold in relation to power depends on choices that they make? Or is it something that's pre-written or predetermined?
I can only speak about Egypt, but I would say most of people, they cannot have a choice. I mean, if you live in a poor neighborhood, and this neighborhood is segregated, or this community is segregated, and the neighborhood is isolated, and you... Some neighborhoods in Egypt, they had to build a wall between this area because it's very poor and very... ugly in the way that the rich people are seeing it, and those people don't have to mix. You don't want to have the rich people there because you will have a problem, and you don't have to have the poor people there because they are not presentable enough. And I think every city I've ever been is having this version more or less.
We don't have to, as far as like we're in a hotel now, yeah. And that's there's a wall there between the people in the hotel and the people outside of the hotel.
Sure. I mean, some people, they cannot be able to access this place.
Yeah.
For them, it's not because they will not allow them, but because it's a lot of it's a huge step for this guy to enter, because he has never been in this place. Maybe he's not dressing properly, but I think this is something about social justice, and this film is just trying to answer this, not answer, trying to ask this question and see how people can relate to it.
Yeah. No, there are invisible walls everywhere, not just in Cairo, but when you make a film like this, are you also thinking about the type of message that it can communicate on a universal level?
I wish, but honestly, when I made this film, I was thinking that this film will not be understood. Not, I don't want to say understood, but it will not be appreciated much by a lot of foreigner press, because it is not the kind of film they expect to see from the Middle East.
Good point.
Yeah. And a friend of mine who's selecting films for one of the major European festivals, and I was talking to her, and I was telling her about the expectation of the North from the films that coming from our region, and she said, "I think it sums up on the movies that, first of all, giving a small brief about the society, so now you know how the society is functioning, or films that make people feel comfortable or feel like." Those people are having hope, or these people will manage their problems. And I think in both way, both ways of telling are totally wrong, in my opinion, because you cannot have a film in a capsule. You cannot give a society, I mean, in a capsule, in a film. You cannot really present the society in a film. I don't think it will ever happen. You can present a story, and this story can give you a glance about the society, but not what is really happening. And also, I cannot present films to make Europeans feel like, okay, these people are progressing and there's something hopeful is happening there. So in my opinion, I'm trying to just make telling the story the way I see it. And I think my opinion was right, because some of the foreign press, they really keep comparing this film to my previous films that were more accessible to the European audience. And this one is struggling a little because it's very local. But yet, I think if the European audience are willing to see it in a fresh eye, it will be even more accessible than my previous films.
That's what you're saying is fascinating, and it's an issue well known to some of us, but I feel that a lot of people, especially the people that attend the bigger festivals, don't even take into consideration. But I appreciate this type of different films, because I know that, like, most people who watch films, let's say from the Middle East, but it could be from anywhere in the world, aren't familiar with even just the history of the cinema from the place, from a local perspective, from a perspective of the place where the film was made. But having said that, and maybe we will end it with this, because unfortunately we've gone way over time, but it's such an interesting conversation. Then, because this film is different, are you, and we talked about the universal power of this film, are you disappointed that people from outside of Egypt may not react to it that way? Or have you made this film also because you want people from Egypt to watch it?
Well, I am disappointed that some people just see the films that they want to see. They see a film that already pre-installed in their heads. And I find them quite often when I travel abroad, when I screen my films abroad. But I think any cinephile, any moviegoer, would appreciate seeing something new, would appreciate seeing something fresh, seeing something, okay, I haven't seen this kind of film from this region before. And this is what I'm trying to participate in. If there is a wave of films that will appear in this formula, I would like to play in this formula a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, after all, unfortunately, it was very, very, very easy and very simple formula to make a film that will be screened on theaters in France or in Germany. It's very well known how this film has to be, how the story goes, and how the production has to be, and you know how to do it. But for me, it's more fun and more interesting and more sexy to start a film in a different way and try to achieve this with a different approach.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone knows what's going to get you the type of film that's going to win you an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's thankfully then there's filmmakers who try to do something more than just get, you know, try to do that and appeal to certain markets. We have to go, unfortunately, because it's so fascinating to talk with you. But thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for seeing the film and thank you for reading it in a different perspective. I really appreciate it, and probably we'll have a deeper conversation in the future.
Guys, I hope so. I hope so. So I remind our listeners that the film is called Exterior Night, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.